Praise be Jesus and Mary. It's been said that when St. Augustine, the great doctor of the church, one of the most prolific fathers of the church, when he would meditate on the Passion, all he was able to say was, "This is madness, Lord. This is madness, Lord. This is madness." St. Thomas Aquinas, another great doctor of the church, it's been said that he went to St. Bonaventure one day, another great doctor of the church, wanting to know where he got all his wisdom from. He went into his room, asked St. Bonaventure the question, and St. Bonaventure simply pointed to the cross. The cross is the wisdom of God, as St. Paul says. It is a mystery that contains everything. Hail to the cross, our only hope, as we say in the liturgy. It's the source of our hope. You see, if there is one thing in this world that no one will be able to avoid, not those who lived before us, not those who are living now, and not those who will live in the future, it's suffering and death. And if there is one thing that transforms suffering and death, giving it its true meaning, it is the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ reveals everything. It tells us who we are, and it tells us who God is. It shows us what our sins have done to God. And it shows us what God has done for you, for me, for us. Sin is real. Do you want to see what your sins and our sins have done to God? Look to the cross. Justice, mercy, and the love of God are real. Do you want to see what Christ did to pay the price for us? Look to the cross. Now, do you want to see how much you are truly worth? Look to the cross. The cross of Christ reveals everything. And on the cross, the silence of God, his silence speaks more eloquently than his words, because he reveals everything. And this is very important to remember, especially when the silence of God seems to reign in our lives, right? When everything seems to be going wrong, or when nothing really makes sense, even if we're trying to be faithful, it's important to remember that his silence is more eloquent than words. Think of the disciples. They couldn't understand the cross. They were probably saying the same thing. Why doesn't he do something? He was. He was redeeming. Redeeming all of humanity. And that is very important to remember, because he transforms our suffering and gives it salvific value. On Good Friday, Christ suffers for us, Christ the head. And if we enter into the wounds of Christ, Christ suffers in us. He transforms our suffering and elevates it and gives it a redemptive value. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen, the great American bishop, whenever he would pass this hospital where he knew there were people suffering and there were people without faith, unfortunately, he would always say, "What a waste. All that suffering, not united to the cross of Christ." St. Augustine said, "God has only one Son without sin, Christ. But he doesn't have any sons without suffering. Christ assumed our nature and suffered for us." Now, suffering can be explained away intellectually, but the point is, only the cross gives it meaning. Now look at St. John Paul II. He wrote a whole document on redemptive suffering. It's called Salvifici Doloris. Who read that? Probably not a whole lot of people. But now look at the last years of his life, where he suffered immensely. Who saw that? Almost everyone. And you know what one of the witnesses, one of his close collaborators, especially during the last years of his life, said? He said that John Paul II suffered immensely. He suffered a whole lot, but he never saw him sad. He united his sufferings to Christ. This is easier said than done, I know. In fact, there was this professor of theology who was doing her thesis on the redemptive suffering of Christ. And she heard that one of her priest friends was sick in the hospital. He had cancer. So she wanted to go over there and explain him the good news of redemptive suffering, because she was writing on it. And as she went there to the hospital, she was about to explain all the beautiful theology on redemptive suffering. And the priest simply said, with all innocence, "Oh, I know all that, but it's still hard." And that kind of shut her up. It's still hard. Our Lord doesn't take away suffering. We can explain it away, but only the cross gives it meaning. That's why Pope Francis said that the only proper response to suffering, our own and those of others, especially after doing everything we can to alleviate it, the proper response is silence. Not the silence of someone not doing anything, but the silence of one who listens, the silence of one who is present with the other suffering. Now, most of you probably saw The Passion by Mel Gibson. Who suffers in silence? Our Lady. And in that film, if you remember the scene, he portrays it in an artistic way, very poignantly. When the cross was, they were lifting up the cross, there was a scene that goes back to her on her knees grabbing the rocks. And as the cross was being lifted, she also grabs the rocks and she slowly gets up. When the cross is fully erect, she is on her feet, her hands full of rocks. And then she lets them go. Now, the historical context was this. In those days, when a mother witnessed an unjust killing of her son, the gesture back then was precisely that, to take rocks and throw them in the air as a sign of indignation and rebellion. So when Our Lady, as Mel Gibson portrays it artistically, takes the rocks and then lets it go, she is consenting. She suffers in silence, and she suffers with Christ. Only the cross gives the suffering and our suffering meaning. But again, suffering is hard. Suffering is hard. Redemption is hard work. It took blood, sweat, and tears, but not just any. It required divine blood, divine sweat, and divine tears. Suffering is hard, but our Lord went through it for you, for me, for us, because he evidently thought that it was worth it. Let us carry the cross with our Lord, with Our Lady. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Grace is free, but it is not cheap. And suffering is hard. Carrying the cross with our Lord is hard, but we have to remember one thing. It's worth it. Praise be Jesus and Mary.